Hello?
Hello. My name is George. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey.
Yes.
We'd like to ask a few questions about issues, efforts of local community organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call. What is your zip code?
Should I
No.
Your zip code, ma'am. What is your zip code?
My 07.
I have 55407. Is this correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, and what year were you born?
What year was I born?
Yes, just the year.
Is that what you
mean? No.
In 1990.
1990, okay. And what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American? Mixed black? American. Excuse me?
I'm mixed black.
Okay. Thank you again, and thank you for taking my call. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Not full-time, no.
Not full-time, okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
In thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
In thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year?
Probably worse.
Much worse or somewhat worse?
Is it an election year? Is somewhat worse?
And what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three. Here's the first one. Climate change and the environment. Access to good jobs. Reproductive or mental health. Access to quality education. Raising the cost of living. Protecting and expanding voting rights. Criminal justice and police reform. Affordable quality health care. Public safety, including gun violence. Affordable quality housing. Reducing racist and discrimination. Please pick three.
That was a long list. I know that discrimination is on there. Cost of living is on there. Woo! And mental health and reproductive health.
Okay. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select the top three. Here's the first one. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Increase police presence. Alternative, first respond to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Community-led violence prevention initiatives. Decrease police presence. Increase gun control statewide or increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Please pick three.
Less police presence. First responders who aren't police with mental health support.
And I have more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals or increased police presence. Or community-led violence prevention initiatives, increasing gun control statewide, or increasing drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide?
Yeah, I'm going to go with job opportunities for formerly incarcerated. All done.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again, What aspect of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please pick three. Here's the first one. Community engagement and cooperation, gun control measures, support for victims of crime, mental health support services, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, juvenile justice program, law enforcement program, neighborhood watch initiatives, emergency response services, drug and substance abuse prevention, and please choose
There is community engagement, like Neighborhood Watch. And I cannot remember that list.
No problem. I'll read it for you again. That's no problem at all. Right after the one you just chose, I have gun control measure, support for victims of crime, mental health support services, rehabilitation.
That's the one.
Okay. And the other one, I have rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Do apologize. Reintegration efforts, juvenile justice programs, law enforcement programs, neighborhood watch initiatives, emergency response services, or drug and substance abuse prevention.
I would say drug and substance abuse prevention.
Okay. And here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Please select three. Here's the first one. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Funding to support families of victims of communities and police violence. Diversifying police ranks. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Cultural, specific community healing practices. Please pick two.
Community oversight of the police.
Okay.
And the last one?
The other one says funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. The question
what
is...
What was the last one on the list?
The last one is cultural specific community healing practices.
That one.
Okay. And what aspect of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please pick up the three. Here's the first one. Access to technology, the diverse range of free or affordable curriculum, activities and opportunities, school safety and security, a Black Center curriculum, parental involvement, and support, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, special education programs, diversity of teachers, access to educational resources or quality of teachers, or robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development. Please speak.
I have two, the diverse, affordable options, and the Black-centered curriculum.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree with the following statements? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
That was there's not enough?
Yes.
I strongly agree.
And which initiative or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please pick three. Here's the first one. Access to cultural affirming curriculum, walking counseling centers at school, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caregivers. Access to quality, affordable programs. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Mentorship programs. Suicide intervention programs. And please pick three.
Mental health literacy, walk-in mental health, and school-based services to support coping with discrimination, I think is something like what it said.
Okay. And you're doing great, and we are starting to wrap this up. Thank you for your patience. Now, here is a definition of the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to address conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than slowly pushing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school? Restorative justice programs in school. Do you support it or oppose it?
I support.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
School resources officers are police officers hired by the local public department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose.
And do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students?
Absolutely not.
And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
Strongly agree.
And which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select two. Here's the first one. Financial resources to reach financial goals, help starting or maintaining a business. Support building a strong professional network. Help acquire valuable job skills or ability to build and invest portfolio. More opportunities to promotions on races and a debt reduction. Please pick two.
More opportunities for promotion and financial literacy tools to support goals.
Okay, and which of the following, thank you so much. And which of the following would be most helpful in combating the raising cost of living for you and your family? Please pick two. Here's the first one. Universal healthcare, subsidizing public transportation, increase statewide subsidized housing, increase food assistance programs, universal basic income, increasing homeownership programs, increasing income-based housing programs, or increasing rental assistance programs. Please pick two.
Home ownership programs and universal health care for sure.
Okay. Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Here's the first one. Friendly and supportive neighbors. Convenient public transportation options. Access to schools. Neighbors who look like me. Safe and secure surrounding. Walkability. Access to parks or natural spaces. Affordable housing options, employment opportunity nearby. Please pick three.
Neighbors who look like me, access to nature, and access to public transportation.
Public transportation, okay.
Yes, I was a third one. Thank you.
And which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select two. Here's the first one. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Or making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Or teaching people about home ownership. Repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, building more middle and low income housing.
Repurposing land, definitely rent control and energy efficiency.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, and we are starting to wrap this up.
Now,
thank you.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Living with a partner.
And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Two.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, or working part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent or student?
I am working full-time.
And were you born in the United States or another country?
No.
United States.
No.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
In the United States. Nice.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Urban.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Like 150,000.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you very much.
Thanks, you too. No problem.
Bye. Bye-bye.